AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Good morning and welcome to Joy News at 6. The news is live on Joy 99.7 FM and Hits 103.9 FM in Accra. In Kumasi, we are Love 99.5 FM and over 30 affiliates across Ghana, 16 regions, including Bedarin FM, Bumpurugu, Klenam Radio Bato, Gaskia FM, Tichuman, and Radio Wawa. Get radio, TV, and online content on the MyJoyOnline.com interactive app for Android and iOS devices. Coming up, medical lab scientists strike still in full force despite NLC's order to call it off and return to the negotiation table.
For now, we cannot say the strike is suspended. It is still ongoing, but we believe that if the duty bearers will act upon it.
Well, we'll hear from the leaders of the union who insist on consulting members before making a decision. Meanwhile, CTAC remains resolute not to return to the classrooms. Also, the Attorney General Department to take steps to protect the AG Godfrey Obuadame and the department from being attacked following Richard Jackpa's declaration of war.
And so now that we've heard it in open court, you will take the necessary steps.
As in security-wise for the Attorney General?
We'll take the necessary steps.
In business.
Economists underscores need for an escrow account despite government securing delayed payment on interest with bilateral creditors. We've got details on the Joy Business Report.
And in the National Science and Maths Quiz, St. John emerges winners of the Western Zone. We have details of that coming up shortly.
They should look out for us, live and colored. Yeah. Because I know my boys, they are prepared. They are fully prepared.
These are more with me, Mami Sinyamiche Thompson. Please stay. Now, despite the National Labour Commission issuing an order to call off its strike and return to the negotiation table, the Medical Laboratory Professional Workers Union is yet to comply with the directive. According to its General Secretary, Cephas Akoto, the strike remains in full force. He indicates that the executives need to consult with their members before making any decisions. We can hear from him after an emergency meeting yesterday with the National Labour Commission. He spoke to my colleague, Michael Ashali.
We are not very happy because our expectations are not met. But all the same, we are all Ghanaians. We will take the advice of the commission. Based on the decision of the National Executive Council, we will have engagement with our membership. But for now, we cannot say the strike is suspended. It is still ongoing. But we believe that if the duty bearers will act upon it, we'll all be happy at the end of the day.
And yet, General Secretary of the Medical Laboratory Professional Workers Union, Cephas Akoto. Meanwhile, the leadership of the Colleges of Education Teachers Association of Ghana, CTAC, remains resolute in their decision not to call off this strike, despite same directive from the National Labour Commission. Here, CTAC President Prince Obeng Himang.
To be very fair to the National Labour Commission's comment, they said that it was an advice that we should take steps to call up the action because of the actions they have taken. And we are also saying that this is not the first time we have heard that from the Commission. So merely saying they have taken A, B, C, and D actions, so we should call up the action, we are unable to do that. We are going to meet our council so that we look at the advice, look at our interest, and then we'll make a determination from there. So not until then, the strike is still in force.
He maintains that meeting their demands is the only thing that will warrant them calling off the strike.
We are simply asking the employer to fully implement the arbitral orders given by the National Labour Commission, which the commission even now sees that the employer has not been forthcoming and that they are even going to court to seek injunction to compel the employer to comply with.
You heard the president of CTAC, Prince Obeng Ihimang. From the Labour Front, a second-year student of the Christian Service University has sustained a head injury after he was allegedly assaulted by some supporters of the National Democratic Congress in Kumasi. The incident happened at a public lecture organized to mark the school's 50th anniversary, addressed by former president and flag bearer John Mahama. Nana Aljima has more.
The NDC flag bearer delivering his lecture at the Christian Service University took a swipe at his NPP opponent, Dr. Mahamud Bawumia.
Ghanaians are in dire straits, and this is not the time for comedy. This is not the time for concert party about passing a mythical steer to somebody.
Many of the people gathered at the public lecture applauded the jab, but the TESCON organizer of the NPP at the university was unhappy. Nana Buache allegedly retorted to the statement to the hearing of people seated with him.
I also responded, Sir Mahama Obua na Oberi. Later on, I saw a metro man who approached me and giving me some warning that be careful. So I also asked him, what have I done? And then the moment I asked the question, he came directly to me and slapped me in front of the former president. So on our way out of the auditorium, when we got to the main entrance of the auditorium, I heard another slap. Bang. Out of that, I was unable to see anything or something sort of that. And then I also saw one guy also who held my hand back, and they started beating me, my stomach, my head and stuff.
The second year student of communications has his head wrapped in a bandage.
Nanaya Aljuman's report. Now the Attorney General's Department says it will, as a matter of urgency, take steps to protect the AG Godfred Yeboah-Dammeh and the department from being attacked. The move, according to the Deputy Attorney General Alfred Tuyayabwa, has become necessary because of Richard Jackpa's testimony in open court on Thursday that he declared war against Mr. Godfred Yeboah-Dammeh when he betrayed him by not supporting his no-case submission as agreed in a deal. The Deputy AG, who described the testimony as unfortunate, says it has put the department on alert.
I think it's quite unfortunate, to be frank with you, because that direction of war, according to him, whether he is acquitted or whether he's convicted, he's declared that war. So he has put us on notice. And so the needed steps will be taken.
Oh, wow. If indeed he said it to the Attorney General at his cousin's house, he should be aware of that already, not in open court.
AG has not admitted such a thing. And so now that we've heard it in open court, you will take the necessary steps.
As in security-wise for the Attorney General?
We take the necessary steps.
What would that step entail?
That step, when we take it, you get to know it.
And you heard Deputy Attorney General Alfred Tuyayabwa. Now, anti-corruption campaigners are raising concerns about a directive by President Akufo-Addo extending the appointment of Auditor General Johnson Ekwueme-Osiedu for an additional 2 years. Mr. Ekwueme-Osiedu was originally due for retirement on August 1, 2024. But a former Auditor General, Yael Domlevo, who was removed because he had reached retirement age, maintains that his dismissal was simply a political witch hunt.
A lot of ways about the political witch hunting, because the presidency did not feel that I was working the way they wanted me to work, or more or less I was disturbing their government, so they took that decision. But that does not mean that it should be extended to my successors. And if you may allow me to clarify what I mean by what I said. I said that the decision, I think, is in line with the law. Section 10, subsection 4 of the Audit Service Act provides that the Auditor General shall retire at the age of 60.
And he had former Auditor General Daniel Domlevo. Western and Western North regions have got new champions of the National Science and Math Quiz after a four-day-long competition among 34 schools. St. John's School pulled a surprise one past 2021 champions, Agbishop Porter Girls, and 2022 champions, Shamar Senior High School, to win with 33 points. James Afeji has a wrap.
St. John's Schools progressed to the grand finale after winning against Adiembra and Fiaseman SHS in the semi-finals with 41 points. Archbishop Porter Girls faced the toughest competition after qualifying with a slim 2-point margin with 26 points against Amemfiman and Sejuriotu Senior High Schools. At the grand finale, Shama took the lead at the end of the first round, leaving St. John's and Archbishop Porter Girls behind with 11 points each. By the end of the second round, St. John's emerged top of the group with 17 points and went on to solidify their lead with 27 points at the end of the third round. In the end, 33 points was just enough to leave the trophy ahead of Archbishop Porter Girls and Shama SHS. The hope to prove a point at the national competition in the coming weeks.
They should look out for us, live and colored.
How many points are you beating them?
Oh, not less than 70. Not less than 70. Like the gap. The gap, not less than 70.
70?
Yes, not less than. Yeah. Because I know my boys, they are prepared. They are fully prepared.
Until then, they hold the bragging rights as the new champions of the Gold PLC Western Zonal Championship. The Saudi NSMQ train makes a stop in the Central Region Cape Coast for the Central Regional Contest. For Joy News, James Aveji from Fijai in the Western Region.
James Aveji bringing us to the end of this bulletin. I am Amisi Nyamichet Thompson. There's more news on myjoyonline.com. Business is next on the Super Morning Show.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.